Amen. We're praying for Parker. We're praying for some others to get saved. It'd be good to get saved at camp meeting. Amen. It's come time for our last message of the 20-minute preachers. Appreciate Brother Jason Payne. He pastors Lyle Down Baptist Church. And appreciate them being in camp meeting and part of camp meeting. And he's God's man for this hour. And you open up your heart and you hear him gladly while he preaches to us. I love you. Amen.
Brother Matthew Poole here. Why don't you come up here, brother? I can't say a word until I do this. He blessed my heart yesterday. He said at the end, doctor said he'd never walk. He'd never be able to talk. The Bible said, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. You just stand right there, brother. You got beautiful feet. You preach the word. You just keep preaching, brother. God bless you. Amen. Love you, buddy. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Genesis 21:6. Oh, me.
Well, glory to God.
And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh.
Well, glory to God.
I like a little godly laughter every once in a while. Hallelujah. You look back on what God's done for you. Hallelujah. You can have yourself a spell. Hallelujah. Thank God you can get full of godly laughter and worship Him and praise Him and give Him glory and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thank God she was worshiping. Hallelujah. Say, what was she excited about? She was excited about something God did. She was excited about a miracle. She was excited about a birth. Hallelujah. I'm excited this morning because I've been born again. Hallelujah. I've been saved by grace divine. Hallelujah. And every once in a while, it just makes me want to laugh. Woo! Hallelujah. There was a day in Sarah's life when she couldn't laugh like this. She had a problematic laughter. When God said, I'm coming back in the time of life and I'm going to visit with you, and Sarah's going to conceive and have a baby in her old age, and Sarah heard it in the door of the tent and she laughed within her heart. But it wasn't a laughter of faith. It was a laughter of unbelief. She said, there's no way. This is humanly impossible for this to happen. And the Lord said, why, Abraham, did Sarah laugh? Is there anything that's too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. I'm glad to tell you today, there's nothing. There's nothing that's too hard for Him. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Glory. She done had a divine appearance from God, a divine announcement from God, and she done denied Him, but He didn't leave her alone. He said, I want to tell you what. She said, I didn't laugh. He said, but nay, thou didst laugh. And you know what happened after that? Conviction settled in her heart, and that's why Hebrews 11:11 is in the Bible. She judged Him faithful who had promised, and because of that unbelief, the conviction came in, and she said, you know what? I think I'll just believe Him. I think I'll just trust Him. And hallelujah, in Genesis 21, there's the provision of laughter. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't want to know why God showed up. Amen. And He did a fascinating performance. Because He took a 100-year-old and a 90-year-old and let them have a baby. When they were past all human possibility, I'm glad God was able to do the impossible. I'm here to tell you today, there is nothing that is too hard for our God and our Lord. With Him, all things are possible. Hallelujah. And Sarah said, I just got to look back at where I came from. Look back at who I was and where I was living one day. And now I'm holding this little baby in my hands and my arms. That's mine. That the coming of the Lord's going to come through this line. And she said, God hath made me to laugh. She had her a laughing spell. God made her to laugh. Amen. Every once in a while, you ought to look back on where you were and who you were and think about what God's done in your life, friend, and have yourself a laughing spell to the glory of God. Hallelujah. When I first got married, moved up here, my father had died, hadn't been dead more than a year. I wept, I grieved over him. He was my hero. I loved him. I missed him. I got married. I was driving back from Wilkesboro over the mountain, back into Taylorsville. One night it's dark. It's just me and the Lord. And I was having a pity party. I was grieving. And I said, Lord, why'd it have to be so soon? Lord, it didn't get to see me get married. Lord, he's not going to get to enjoy the rest of my life with me. Lord, he ain't going to get involved with my youngest. He's not going to see us, if we ever have children, get to enjoy them. And I mean, I was just down that night and cried all the way home. But 4 years ago, right here in this altar, the Lord saved one of my youngins. And that afternoon, I had to go to Lowe's Hardware in Wilkesboro. And they didn't have what I was needing, but I didn't care because I was riding high. And I started back toward Taylorsville, and I got to about the mountain about the time I had my pity party the years before, and God nudged my heart, and he said, Luke 15:10. In the presence of the angels of God, hallelujah, there is joy over one sinner that repenteth. He just let me know your daddy got in on it today. Woo! Hallelujah. I laughed all over that mountain. I rejoiced and shouted. God proved himself faithful one more time. I'm glad when the Lord will let you have a laugh. Amen. Amen, Robert. Hallelujah. But you know what? Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh. She wasn't the only one that got to laughing. She said, so that all that hear will laugh with me. Come here, Brother Dana. I know you're about to preach. Just come here. This is one of the laughingest preachers. Amen? We try to imitate you at home. We can't do it. But we do it because we love you. But I'll tell you what, every time this man laughs in the pulpit, in the glory of God, you know what it makes me do? It makes me laugh. You don't know why? Because I've heard his testimony. I've heard where God brought him from. Hallelujah. I'm glad we can rejoice when others rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. Just keep on laughing. You're helping me when you laugh. Amen. Hallelujah. I've watched this moderator get full of God over here and go to laughing during the preaching like he is right. I'll tell you what, I get to laughing when he laughs because I know God's helping him. Amen. Now, I'll be honest, there's been days I come in like a sour mule, but I'll tell you what, I'm glad today I can rejoice. I'm glad I can laugh today. I'm glad that God has put something in my heart to give him honor and give him glory. So it'll be all right sometimes. Let's go ahead and have your laughing spell.